Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. And in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the best slash worst places to watch Happily Ever After, the fireworks nighttime spectacular at Magic Kingdom. And to do this, I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin. I don't know that I said that yet. I don't think I did. And joining me for this discussion is Mr. Charles Boda.
Hey, folks.
And in the back, running the controls and joining us for the discussion, Mr. Craig Williams.
Hello.
I wanted to do a baseball announcer thing, and I gave up like 2 seconds into it, so I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, it's probably
now.
For the best.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, today we're talking about the best and worst places to watch Happily Ever After, a show that I thoroughly enjoy. I think it is an evolution of Wishes. You know, I don't want to say better or worse. Everybody's got their favorite things. But if you have not seen it, I would recommend going over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WDWinfo, where you can watch a pretty stellar video that Craig took and I stood next to him and watched him do. Yes, you're welcome. But we thought it would be a good idea. Somebody had recommended on Twitter to us about maybe going through some great spots to watch nighttime entertainment. And of course, Craig recommended Happily Ever After. I thought that was pretty good. So we are pretty much just going to give you what we feel like in our opinions are some of the better places to enjoy the fireworks show. You could have your favorite position, and we're not saying it's garbage, unless we specifically are saying it is garbage. But these are just the better places versus the not as great places. We're trying to tell you where you're going to get your most viewing experience, your best viewing experience, excuse me. So do we want to dive right in with what we feel is the like absolute best, or should we save that for the end? What do you think?
Oh, that's your call.
Tease him. You don't want to tease him?
Yeah, let's tease him.
Okay,
bit.
So we'll tease. Well, here's the thing. The best place to watch it, I feel like, personally, myself, and I think Craig's going to agree, is where we actually took the video to watch it. So since there is already a video of where to watch it, we're going to say that. So, and that location is between Casey's, you know, right down that center street, Main Street, as you're going toward the hub. It's somewhere between Casey's and before you get to the partner statue, we would say.
And since I'm the one who shot the video, I'll say specifically where it is. If you've never really noticed before when you're walking down Main Street, USA, while it is relatively flat as you're moving along the main portion of it in between all the shops and other Starbuckses and all that kind of stuff, once you get past Casey's, there actually is a tiny little bit of an upgrade. Mm-hmm. And just very small, you'll start going up a hill, and then it goes just slightly back down. So there is actually one point where you are higher up than any other point on that street. And I'm not talking like it's a 3 foot rise or anything. It's not that big. But for what we do, which is most of the time is going and filming these nighttime shows, just being slightly above the person in front of you can help out a lot. And so that's kind of that peak place that we look for. And so we specifically choose that point where it's right at that crest of that hill. So it just gives you that little bit of a rise over anyone else. And we have so many comments from people constantly asking, where did we take that shot from?
Yeah.
That's your answer. It's right in there. That being said, though, anywhere from Casey's Corner all the way to the point where the hub starts to circle around.
Yeah.
Anywhere in there, you're going to have a beautiful view.
It's a little
of
bit
wishes.
Of a trickier
Happily Ever After, sorry.
Yeah, how dare you? Oh my god. It's Craig talks about that incline, and it's funny because I often refer to it as a bridge that it is not. It is just a street. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it gives me that illusion of like I'm crossing over. I think it's because you're crossing into that spoke, you know?
There used to be water that ran all the way around.
And I think my mind is just never going to let it go, you know? So
when you guys film from there, how early do you post up to get that spot?
That's a good question. Pretty early. I mean,
That was opening night
that we recorded that. So for that one, it was like 2 or 3 hours before. The average fireworks show, I would say somewhere around, if you're specifically like recording, I would say maybe around like 45 minutes to an hour. So you know you're getting the spot you want. Here's a caveat on that spot and a couple others on Main Street USA. They will do kind of right at like the 30-minute mark, 20-minute mark. They'll do a portion where they say everyone who's on the ground needs to stand up, and then everyone needs to start moving as far forward as possible.
Yeah.
So with that, you will take flack from cast members if you are holding your ground in a spot. They will come up to you and say, we need everyone to move forward. And, you know, in my opinion, I get why they need that to happen, and it does help create space that's behind you to help get more people in to see the show in a better area. But at the same time, if you are looking at it from the perspective of taking photos or video, I feel like you're more than okay standing right where you are and saying to people like, yep, please go around me. It's fine. Get up closer to it. But just be aware that that's going to happen, and you will see people who look like they were camping in that one spot. They want it, and that's where they're staying. And then as soon as they move forward, everyone usually just goes, oh, no, I'm going forward. Closer is better. And that is
definitely
not the case.
Yeah.
And we'll get there later.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. That's the thing. And you know what? You know, a way around that, too, is just kind of like maneuvering kind of back and forth, letting people get around you, making it look like you're moving through the crowd when you're not. Yeah,
In place.
Yeah, you know, just that sort of thing. I've been a cast member having to ask people to move all the way down. I get it, what it's like to be a guest who's saving that spot, and I get it, what it's like to be a cast member, and it gets hard sometimes, but you know, it's, I think the name of the game here is patience too.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
But Happily Ever After, you are in the Magic Kingdom, and it is a very popular show. It's not like it's opening night, but it should still be like, you gotta be aware of your crowds too when you're going to these places. So so one of the other better places that we find to watch this as well, we'd say, well, Craig recommended this one too. And this is kind of the little caveat here. My thing is, I like to see the projections. I think the fireworks portion of the show is wonderful, and who doesn't love it? But I think for me, the projections are kind of like a little bit of the star. Not a little bit of the star. I would say they're what make it different and stand out from like previous fireworks shows or the Halloween show and stuff like that.
Or, for that matter, fireworks shows that you could see off property.
Exactly. You know, in your hometown and stuff like that. He recommended back in Fantasyland, specifically kind of in the Village Pinocchio House area, you know, and your what?
Pinocchio's Village House.
Did I say your house?
No, you said Village House Pinocchio or Village Pinocchio House, one of the two.
You know, all the words are there, and the people searching on Google will get it right.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, that back in that area, I haven't specifically watched it back there. However, your reasoning here is I'm pretty into the idea of it, and yeah. You want to talk about that?
If you don't want to get in the cluster of fireworks frenzy right in the Hub Main Street area, you have to start looking at areas outside of that main section, and there are some that are better than others. You know, a lot of people do like standing in Frontierland and watching from that side perspective. It's very interesting. For me, I love any time I get caught back in Fantasyland, right when the fireworks are getting ready to go off, right where you said Pinocchio Village House, near the carousel, right near the entrance of New Fantasyland, right in that area, because it is very unique in that you are in the middle of a fireworks sandwich.
Coming from all the sides. Yeah.
Exactly. You have, if depending on which way you stand, I would stand looking at the main show, the real fireworks that are being shot off back behind the Magic Kingdom. So you're looking at those, but then you can also turn around at points and then see what's being shot off on the castle too. And you just feel completely immersed in the fireworks in that way. If you stand a little bit further backwards in either section, you can even stand at a place where you can just turn your head back and forth and see both. So while you don't get the projection aspect of Happily Ever After, which is important, it's also, there's not many places like that where you can be surrounded by fireworks. The only other time where you really get that feeling, and not nearly in the same fashion, is during the parties or July 4th or New Year's Eve when you have perimeter fireworks and you're just surrounded. And It's just one of those cool things that Disney does that other people don't.
It reminds me of like when I was a kid on the 4th of July, my dad lived in Onset, and it's a like subsection of Wareham, but they would do these like massive fireworks shows like off the beach, you know, because I'm from that Plymouth area. It's always got to be a big deal on the 4th mm-hmm. of July. And so my brother and I and like siblings and everything, we would go up like on the beach and then go right up to like where the, you know, the plastic fences that really kept people out real good, you know. And like, so we would try and get as close as we could because I always loved the, it was like scary, thrilling that you're so close in the fireworks, like seeing them shoot off, but then explode right over you. And you're like, oh, pieces of this are hitting me. Like, so I love the idea, the sound of that, you know, that reminds me of like, you know, being a kid, and that's what it's all about. You know, Disney has that magic that transport you through the ages.
Well, there's also the aspect too, where sometimes I'm completely cool with the crowds. Sometimes I'm not. It kind of depends on my mood.
Yeah.
And like if you can keep the fireworks immersion but have a like significantly lowered packed crowd mm-hmm. thing, then I'm usually all
it's
up
a,
that.
It's a good spot too for somebody who maybe like sometimes when I'm experiencing Disney, I've seen the show multiple times, or maybe it's just like I'm not a big parade person or something like that, so it's kind of like I'm okay if I catch some of it, and you know that's a good spot for somebody who's maybe like I don't want to deal with the hassle, but I wouldn't mind just seeing a little bit, you know, getting a taste. So, so we recommend that. Another one that I enjoy a lot is the train station in Town Center, right?
Yes,
and I don't know. It's not even just like, you know, you are raised up because if you're on the second level up there, they've got some benches over there that they turn the ones that are facing side to side, right? Or they used to, didn't they?
They used to.
Yeah, no. It's just kind of like, that's one of my favorite areas in the Magic Kingdom anyways, because mm-hmm. I just like being able to like go up to another level and see like the hustle and bustle and stuff. But you get that really good shot that's just like right down Main Street. So you got the castle right there, and it really gives you an interesting, like kind of a picturesque perspective, because you've got Main Street USA right down the middle and the castle at the end, and so you're kind of seeing a more I don't know the word, expansive view of the experience, you know, and so you were not going to be as close to really really appreciate the projections, but you still be able to see them, you know, and you get to see a little bit more of that effect. I don't know,
one of the things that I like about that spot too is that if you're taking pictures from up there and you want that like expansive look, you can see the crowds lined up down Main Street looking at the fireworks too. So you take in that entire thing where you get the fireworks, but you also get all of the guests there, and it kind of creates like a really nice, cool vibe where you see everybody enjoying it together.
Yeah. It's you're like seeing the dream come alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that takes away from that is because there's always a part of Main Street USA that has to have a giant scrim construction walls over.
It's like a requirement.
You can never get the perfect picture. Yeah. And every once in a while, like when they take the flagpole down for the Christmas parade taping and stuff, and you might have that one straight down view, but then something is inevitably under construction. It's just never perfect, but I agree. Having all the people in there, as well as the buildings framing the shot straight down, and then having the fireworks look just so massive up above, it's a cool perspective.
And I like having the trains behind you. I don't. There's something about just being kind of enveloped right there in that moment where you've got like the, it just, like I said, it feels like that dream's kind of alive. But you know, with that said, we want to talk about some of the of our least favorite places, you know, and some of them are maybe like obvious, some of them aren't obvious. So like one of the ones is you'd think, okay, well, the castle, the projections, and I want to get as close as I can, so I'm gonna go like right up to the castle, or like being in the hub, that's got to be the best part. And you know, we find, honestly, and I found, is that the castle and the show, like the fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom, are designed to have the fireworks kind of seen at a specific way going off around the castle. And when you are like right up underneath of the castle, not only are you like crane neck up looking at these projections that you're kind of, I feel like, not going to get the full effect of, you're also really kind of missing on the fireworks, because it looks like they're being let off right in the park, which a couple are, but like for the most part, like Craig said earlier, you know, they light these off like way back in like Perimeter Road, like behind the Magic Kingdom. And so, you know, you're gonna be like hearing it, but you're not really gonna be like seeing that full perspective.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Charles, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, nobody wants to sit in the first row of a movie theater.
Yeah.
You know, that's there is a it's developed for mass appeal. So if you're right up there and you've got that close up front perspective, you're not getting the grand scope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In terms of, besides being straight up, the hub is a circle. So thinking of it as a circle, basically chop it right in half at the diameter point. So we'll call it right where the partner statue is. If you're anywhere in the front half of that half circle, you are going to have a less than pleasant experience. Not necessarily a bad one, but you're not going to enjoy the show as much. You're going to be more projection heavy, and a lot of the fireworks are not going to make it up above the castle, so it's an obstructed view on the fireworks. Whereas on the back half of the hub, on the bottom part of the circle, you're going to have a nice blend of some fireworks that make it up over the castle, but a lot of times, too, you'll get that perfect fireworks where it looks like it's exploding right at like the castle spire tip. Mm-hmm. And so it does make for an interesting way to view it. But yeah, anything in that front half, you can appreciate some aspects of it, but it's not the full enjoyment of the show, from my opinion. But different people look for different things.
Yeah, for sure. So you know, those are the spots to kind of like watch out for. Like Craig said, you know, off to the sides, too close to the front, that sort of thing. There's another one that is fairly terrible that people seem to line up for, and it really causes a. I don't want to use the word terrible. It's not ideal, but it looks like it might be, but because it gets kind of a crowd, and that's like the Tomorrowland Bridge area. Mm-hmm. I always feel like it gets very crowded on that bridge, and there's never like that sweet spot to be like, there it is. You know?
This used to be ideal primetime viewing for Wishes or any other fireworks show that wasn't projection heavy at all, mm-hmm. because basically you could see the little bit of fireworks from the castle. You couldn't see the castle usually behind all the trees and stuff, but you could see the fireworks still shooting off. And then you had a great view of the fireworks that being shot off all the way in the back with Happily Ever After. It just feels like a tease because it's like, okay, well, I can see parts of the castle that aren't obstructed by trees, but I can't see the full show. I'm off to the side. So you really have the fireworks and maybe some dodgy views of the castle, and that's about it. And so that's where I would say, well, if you're already going to obstruct your view like that, you might as well go back behind the castle where you're not seeing the projections anyways and get that immersive experience. So again, if it's the only place you can get, it's not a bad view. You're still going to enjoy watching the fireworks. You have a nice clear shot of them, but you're not going to get the show aspect to it.
Yeah. So what do you say we move on to our honorable mention here, maybe? Yeah. I just want to preface, for some people that are maybe Disney experts that are looking for that little like hidden tip or trick, I know this might seem a little surface here, but you know, there are people who are planning a first time visit, people who aren't here as frequently, people who haven't seen Happily Ever After yet because it is still a fairly new show. And so, you know, let's just remember, topics are for everybody. So with that said, I think we should discuss the resorts, because those are another popular area to watch some of the fireworks. And I want to put – the reason why they're an honorable mention is because we've already kind of said, like, and especially for me, that the projections are a big part of the show for me. So at the resorts, obviously, you're not going to see any of these projections. So already you're kind of like taking a piece out of the show, you know. So I'm going to start with what I feel like is the best, and then we'll move down that list there, I guess. So I believe the Polynesian, from the beach at the Polynesian, is the best view of these fireworks if you're going to watch from the resort, because as you know, or may or may not know, when you walk through the Polynesian lobby and you go behind the statue of the fella with the torches, what's his name? Do you know his name? Mm. I can't remember. You go out the doors in the back, like by the pool area, and you just have a straight shot, like right, like you can see the castle when you go through in the morning. So like for me, that's kind of like, well, yeah, go see it right there, because you can still make out the fireworks going over the castle, and you can still have like a shot, you know, like a visual line, like right to the castle. I don't know how well you're going to see it at night, but you know, it's still, you're kind of watching it from the right angle.
What about music quality from there?
The beach, you know, they pump it through the resorts, when it's that time. And I feel like It's you know, it's different because it's not quite as enveloping,
yeah,
but it's still pleasant.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See, that's with Polynesian. If you're just going right outside the lobby, yeah, you'll have a view, but it's a wasted view. The reason why the Polynesian for me is the prime time place to watch it at a resort is because you have a sprawling Long Beach where you can have plenty of places to watch it from. The bungalows don't really take away from the view at all. Yeah, you might have a bungalow blocking the castle, but you can't see the projections on the castle anyway, so it doesn't matter. Fireworks are up above. So for me, that's why the Polynesian wins is you, unless we're talking 4th of July, you would have to go really out of your way or be just stubborn to be like, I can't get a good spot from anywhere on this beach. So that's why for me, it's definitely the best. It's just so many places to watch from there.
Yeah. And when I was a cast member back in the day, when I first moved here, I remember this is that spot, like the hill in front of the bungalows was where my friends used to take me and be like,
Sunset Hill.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the name of it. I just knew it was the hill. But yeah, so the other one that's pretty popular that I feel like I guess would be like the second on the list for me would be over at the Contemporary. You can, if you have reservations at
California Grill.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to call it Top of the World Lounge. And I was like, I know it's not that called that. But, you know, you can go outside right on the, oh my God, I can't think of words today. I don't know what they call it. Oh, is it just called roof?
It's rooftop viewing.
Yeah. So anyway, you step outside of the restaurant, you can watch it right from there. You know, you can see down into the park from over there. But I still feel like you're at an angle, like an interesting angle. Like, and I would even throw in Top of the World Lounge as being another place. If you're a DVC member or a guest of a DVC member, you can go over there, and that's just, you know, it's right next door. And I would say that I enjoy watching it from the Top of the World Lounge over California Grill. But have you had the experience of both or no?
Yeah, I've done both. You're getting the same view from either or. There's a little bit more people. For the times I watched it at California Grill, there's more people there, but I get it. There's a lot more people in that restaurant. A lot choose to go outside, and then a lot of people come up just for that one moment. Whereas at the DVC resort, anytime I've watched them from over there, it's always maybe like 50 people max.
It feels like everyone can get a good view from the ledge over there, you know?
Yeah. So it's the same view. And it's great, but I wouldn't say go out of your way to try to watch it from there. But if you do happen, if you're a DVC member and you're staying at Bay Lake Tower and you can get up to Top of the World, do it. If you have dining reservations at California Grill and you can have that experience, do it. But I wouldn't say ever like, oh, I need to book California Grill specifically so I can watch the fireworks from up there.
Yeah, it's a little something extra. Yeah. And sometimes you will luck out with a table where through the glass you don't even have to get up and you have that prime view. It's only happened to me once, but I like that was a great experience because you actually get to sit there in the dim lighting, the music's pumped in, and you get to like eat your meal while you're watching it. And it's amazing. And since everybody else has got up and gone outside, I mean, there are wallets and purses and like just, unfinished just food just
grab
laying
what you
around.
Want. Yeah, snack so and
have a free for all.
Well, with that said, we'll move over to the last resort on the monorail. We're talking about the monorail loop specifically because you can technically go down to the beach at Fort Wilderness and kind of see the fireworks there. But that is like you are through trees and everything like that. It's more of just like, that's fun, you know, like if you're in that area for me. But the Grand Floridian is probably of the monorail resort loops my least favorite place to watch the fireworks, but it's really solely unless it's like the really big show. Like I've seen the 4th of July ones there, and that was impressive. But I just feel like you don't have quite. It's a little more off to the side because it's the one right before the monorail like kind of ends going into the Magic Kingdom. So I feel like your view is a lot more like over as opposed to the other ones that you can get more of like a full on like look at the fireworks.
It's just a lower perspective.
Yeah.
It's doesn't with Polynesian, you're so far back. it's the effect is a lot different with California Grill, top of the world. You're so high up that you have a better view. You're just low with Grand Floridian. Yeah. Not that that's a problem. It's you can still have plenty of great places to see. It's still a premier spot, but if you're a guest at another resort and you just want to like experience what it's like at these ones, it's definitely last on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Pick one of the other ones, you know. Well, so that'll kind of do it. Those are our favorite kind of least favorite places to watch Happily Ever After at Magic Kingdom. If you have a spot that you love and you want to share it with us, go right ahead. You can do it on Twitter, where I'm sure you're following us at The Diz. And or you can send in emails to podcast@disunplug.com. Of course, we're always open to suggestions for topics for these shows that you guys want to hear too, so feel free to send those along on both those mediums as well. Thank you, Charles and Craig, for having this discussion, and that'll do it for this episode, but we will be back to talk about more of the best and worst of Walt Disney World.